Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing you preseason season preview edition of Madden Living Legends Radio. I'm going to start out with a shout out to our benefactor and the originator, Mr. Jordan Barnes. He was going to tag team this radio show with me, but we had plans to do it at the last part of last week, and I ended up in back-to-back days. I ended up in the vet and then in the hospital with kidney stones. So I'm going to end up rocking this thing solo today because Jordan is on the beaches in Hawaii right now. Well, he's actually probably asleep right now because it's early as hell over there. But Jordan's in Hawaii, so I'm going to do this thing solo, doing it at my own convenience. Got a lot of information to put out, so I was going to have to take time to take callers anyway. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and jump into it. Madden 18, man, it's out. I know a lot of guys have it already. They got the GOAT edition or got it through a plug or whatever way possible. A lot of guys have played the game already. Their own impressions. It's different, man. It's got a different feel. Just the mechanics, you know, everybody was anticipating a big change with that, with the new engine, the Frostbite engine. There's some subtleties to it. I mean, yeah, the graphics didn't change much. Playbooks, there's some new additions, but it's mostly the same. And a lot of the, you know, the controls are the same, aside from a couple of new additions like target passing and things like that, which is hard, by the way. We'll take some practice, but it's mostly just the feel. The feel of the game is different. It's a lot more fluid. It's a lot more organic, in my opinion. And, it's a little bit more on the realistic side as far as, you know, it doesn't feel like an arcade game. There are penalties to holding down sprint all the time. You have to take your time. You have to be more patient. You have to, you know, let the plays develop in front of you. You can't run around holding R2 with your linebacker, you know, robbing the whole field. That just, it doesn't happen. There are times where I've sat in zone and I know the throw's coming and I see the opening and I try to get there and you just can't get there in time. Could cut on dime like that anymore. So it will probably lead to a little bit more efficient offense, a little less interceptions, which is good. Had guys throwing like 50-some interceptions last year. So that's good. That's my impression, though. It's a good game. I do think it's an improvement. It's obviously not perfect. There's issues already that people have, you know, brought to light as far as the zones and reactions from your defenders in zones, and some things like that that I know I've seen on Twitter that EA team is already aware of and that they're working on. Luckily, a lot of this stuff is just things they can fix with a tuning update. So it's not like we got to wait for one big, huge patch to fix a lot of these problems before we can start the league. It looks like, most likely from what I've seen, that they're going to have that first roster update and tuning update and everything on the 7th, the day of the opening game on that Thursday. So if that works out, means we should be able to start our league 2 weeks from today. As far as Madden Living Legends news, we've had some polls here recently to decide a few things. Obviously, the league majority decided to do another lottery. We did that, and I'll run through that here in a minute. We voted to do owner mode again. I know that's a point of discontent for a lot of people in there. People are, you know, not so fond of owner mode. There is one issue with the funds thing that I've ran into a few times, but it's usually only with a couple select teams. Last year, I think it was New Orleans. Every league I was in, the Saints always ended up in negative funds because they got an old-ass stadium. They get some high-priced players, and they just don't generate a lot of revenue in that city on Madden for some reason. So we're going to test it out and see how that goes. I got a franchise started already. I'm going to sim through some seasons in owner mode and see what happens with the funds and if that causes any issues. But other than that, I really don't think owner mode is to the detriment of our league like a lot of people think. People are saying, you know, the only benefit to owner mode is relocation. You don't let us do it. But that's not true. Okay, there's a lot of facets to owner mode. There's a lot of stuff in owner mode that you can't do in coach mode. There's nothing in coach mode that you can't do in owner mode. And whoever said that in the chat that day we were talking about it, you're dumb, because it doesn't exist. Okay. But as far as owner mode goes, that's what we're going to roll with, because even though some people don't want to do all that other stuff, change the popcorn prices, you know, talk to the media, whatever the case may be, some people do. Okay. So why take that away from the guys that want to do it just because you don't want to do it? If you don't want to do it, then don't do it. That's fine. Nobody cares. But there's no reason for us to take it away from the guys that enjoy that kind of stuff. So we voted for owner mode. That's what we're going to do. We got a tourney coming up to burn these last couple weeks until the updates come out. We had a poll for that. We're going to play with our league teams. I know there was a lot of discussion about that, too. It is what it is. Minimum, we only need 16 teams. Okay? I would prefer everybody play in it, just because there is a prize. Obviously, if you win the tourney, you get to pick your team next year for Madden 19, or whatever they decide to call it, which worked out for Audi because he got his favorite team. So, I mean, that's – and it took what? Minimum to no effort. Most people still learning the game. Audi played in the tourney, won it. There you go. Get your favorite team next year. No drama over the lottery or nothing. You ain't got to worry. You get the first pick. But I'm going to throw in a little twist this year, too, and I know I posted in chat, but for anyone who didn't see it, I'm also going to give the winner of the tournament a chance to choose any player on his roster to make superstar development from day one. There's no reason not to play in the tournament, okay? But, like I said, it's not mandatory. And at minimum, we only need 16 teams to make it even, okay? If we get some crazy number and we got to get buys, we'll figure that out later. But I know there's already one person that said he wasn't going to play, so I don't know. We'll figure it out. And the last poll we had was apparently we didn't have a lot of turnout, but apparently Mad Living Legends thinks P. Will, Prince William, and the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl in Season 1. So we'll see about that. The lottery. All right, let's get to the lottery. I think it turned out well. Again, a little bit smoother this year because people knew what to expect. Got some interesting divisions, which I'll run through and kind of give my quick predictions real fast. I almost didn't do this because I wanted to sit down and do this with Jordan when he was on the call too. But just in case it takes us another few weeks to do another one of these, I'm going to go ahead and run through mine. Without Jordan, we'll let Jordan throw his two cents. I'm going to save my Super Bowl and playoff predictions and stuff like that until me and Jordan are both on here, though. And maybe take some calls when we do that, see what other people think. But we'll run through the divisions. In the AFC, we ended up with Crack as the Ravens, Motown as the Steelers, a new guy, Press 50 with the Bengals, and another new guy, who I think a lot of people have already become acquainted to, Mr. Soto, a.k.a. Grim Reaper, with the Browns, which is a young team on the up and up. They got some draft picks, got some young talent. Browns are going to be a force, you know, after a season or two, after you get all those influx of draft picks coming in. But, you know, y'all know my pick. Crack's got a reputation here. He's got his favorite team, which sometimes guys don't play as well with their favorite teams because they try to be too authentic. But I don't see that happening. Crack's going to be fine. Ravens defense is legit. So I'm going to take Crack in the North. AFC South, you got Kyle with the Titans, Florida Stater with the Jaguars, Vader with the Colts, and Texans is, you know, throw Houston's finest. This is a tough one, man. This is probably one of the toughest divisions. I played Kyle a lot in both my leagues. Kyle is a tough competitor. And at one point, Kyle won two, almost three back-to-back Super Bowls in this league. It's a couple months ago, but still. So, for season one, just based on the roster and the readiness, I'm going to give Kyle the slight edge over the road. I think they'll still make the playoffs. I think he gets a wild card spot. But Deshaun Watson needs some building up. The defense is ready, but the offense just isn't quite there yet, I think, in my opinion. And the Titans probably have the most day one ready roster in that division. So I'm going to go with Kyle season one by a slight margin. AFC East, you got Phenom with the Pats, MVP with the Jets, Tav with the Bills. And this actually changed. It was X-Factor with the Dolphins, but he switched to the Skins. Diddy now has the Dolphins. And our newest kind of newcomer is in the NFC. I'll get to him later. So this one is hard for me to pick. Pass roster is loaded. MVP has a really small sample size. And the Jets roster is beyond ugly. And I met Diddy in a league. I just played towards the end of Madden 17. And dude's got skills, but this is a different game. So it's, I don't know. This one's tough for me. But I brought in a lot of new guys, trying to get some competition in here, get a little more, you know, variety as far as our Super Bowl teams and our playoff contenders. I think we were real repetitive last year. We had the same guys in the playoffs, same guys winning their division almost every season. So I brought in a lot of competition. People don't know because they don't know some of these new guys, but almost every new guy I brought in is a heavy hitter. So I'm going to go with Diddy. I think Diddy's got the skills to knock off that Pats roster. And Dolphins aren't too far behind. So I'm going to go with Diddy in the East. In the West, you got, of course, Audi with the Raiders. Another new guy, B. Rich, with the Chargers. Dez, our technically reigning Super Bowl champ. He won the last Super Bowl in 17 with the Broncos. And DP with the Chiefs. As much as Audi frustrates me sometimes, I'm going to take Audi with the Raiders because I think the Raiders are one of the best teams on this game. And we all know Audi knows how to play the game, so I'm going to take Audi season one. But any of the other three teams, Chiefs, Broncos, or Chargers, any of them could all take that other wild card spot. And I'm sure this division will be tight, too. This is another tough division for me. In the north of the NFC, you got Willie, of course, with his Lions, Mr. Dependable. You got Bot coming back off of three or four-year hiatus. Bot's back. He's got the Packers. Hass, a.k.a. Lasers, has got the Vikings. And our good friend Doom, who is back again. I know Doom's got a kind of in-and-out reputation. He ensures me and Jordan that this is different, that his circumstances are a little different. He's working a different job where he kind of makes his own schedule. So Dooms guarantees that he's in it for the long haul this year, so we'll see. And he's got the Bears. This is probably a little biased and partial, but I'm going with Hass. I'm going with the Vikings. I know Doom and Bot in the past have been, you know, playoff guys, but I haven't seen Bot playing years. Bears roster really just isn't there yet. And Willie. So I'm going to go with Hass and Dalvin Cook, rookie of the year, and that Vikings defense, which is, like I said, I'm biased, but it's unreal. And the NFC South, you got Randy with the Bucks, which is a nice sleeper team. You got Centaur with the Saints, AJ Carolina, another new guy with the Panthers, and Deuce with the Falcons. This is a tough division too, but I'm going with Carolina. I played this dude quite a few times now. He was also in that league that I was in at the end of 17, and he's got his favorite team. Dude won a Super Bowl in that league that I was in with him. He plays smash mouth football. Dude's a good player. I think he ends up winning that division season one with Cam. And now all those weapons, all that speed that the Panthers have now. NFC East, you got P. Will with the Cowboys. A guy that I know, maybe not a lot of people in here know, but a guy that I know, King of Bama, aka KOG, Cog, whatever you want to call him. With the Eagles, myself, with the Giants, and then X Factor, who switched from the Dolphins and now got the Redskins. I don't think I really need to say nothing. I'll take the high ground. I'm not going to pick that division because I'm in it. If any of y'all know me, my head's not in the clouds, but if any of y'all know me, you know, I'm not going to bet against myself, but we'll just let that one be. And the last one, the NFC West. You got Mr. Jordan Barnes with the Seahawks. His not hometown, but, you know, his Seahawks that he hates so badly, but he picked them anyway. Petre with the Cardinals, Mac with the Rams, the L.A. Rams, and Gidit with the Niners. I really don't know where to go with this one. I don't think the Rams roster or the Niners roster is really there yet. Although the trade for Sammy Watkins makes the Rams a lot more interesting. They got weapons on offense now. And the defense was already legit. Actually, you know what? Yeah. Petre, I think, is going to be right there because the Cardinals team is tough. But I still think Mac pulls it off because Mac, he'll make up for it. And I think that Sammy Watkins trade puts them over the top because it gives them a legit number one guy to throw the ball to. It's going to really depend on how much time and effort Mac puts into building Jared Goff. Because if he makes Goff legit throughout the season, I think he can put up numbers, good enough numbers on the offense. And Mac's good on defense regardless of the team, but, you know, Aaron Donald, wreaking havoc, Robert Quinn, you know, all that speed at linebacker they got, I think Mac will be all right. I think Mac takes it, brings the division championship to the Rams in their second year in L.A. Okay, and that wraps up all our divisions. I might try and throw some polls in the chat for each division, see what everybody thinks, see if they agree. You know, if you don't agree, you could post in GroupMe, whatever you want to argue about any division. If you got a difference in opinion, you know, it is what it is. Those are mine. We'll go on to the next one, which is a big thing. Got about 11 minutes left. The rules. I know Barnes posted in the other day that the rules are updated, but I don't know how many people actually clicked and actually read through them. There have been some changes. I'm going to run through them right now. Hopefully everybody takes the time to listen to the radio show, you know, to kind of hear my explanation of these. If not, go to the site. Click on the big button on the homepage that has a link to the rules and read through them, especially the last section about team management, because that's where a lot of the changes are. But we'll run through the changes, some of the bigger changes. I wrote down some notes for. We'll start with the player transaction stuff, the team management. The free agent limit that I know Motown has complained about for years is gone. Okay. We'll give everybody the benefit of the doubt. We'll see how this works out. We need to put a limit back in. Next year, we'll do it. But for this year, we're going to get rid of it and see how it works out. The rule was there to keep people from flooding their team, their roster, with one-year contracts and then, you know, be low on funds or whatever the case may be and end up having, you know, a 37-man roster going into the regular season and don't have backups at most spots because it's happened in the past. Bad team management. But, like I said, I'm going to give everybody the benefit of the doubt this year. Hope that people have enough sense to manage their team with at least a semblance of common sense, and we'll see how it works out. Okay, so there you go, Motown. There's an early birthday present. That rule is gone. XP spending. I know we got some news recently about the speed fluctuation, regression, and the cost of progression and development of a lot of these attributes, the physical attributes for players on this year's game as opposed to last year. Last year, it was out of control. Awards, XP was so generous that we had guys with 99 speed receivers after a season going up 6-7 points in speed and acceleration. It's crazy, I know. But it affected the game so much that it became a problem. So even though, man, it looks like they've adjusted that already, we're going to put in a safeguard anyway, okay? For physical attributes like speed, acceleration, strength, agility, throw power, we limit it to once per season. So you can upgrade any or all five of those if you have that much XP, 1 point per season, okay? So from preseason league one to preseason league one, you are allowed to bump up any of those 1 point, and that is it. If any of those five categories go up by more than one, for whatever reason, we will deduct those back to normal, and that player will be benched for 4 games, okay? So this is not a rule to play with. Shouldn't be that big of a deal. Because, like I said, EA made a lot of these categories a lot more expensive, and the awards are capped at a certain XP amount, so we shouldn't be having this problem. But, like I said, we're just putting a safeguard in just in case to make sure we don't have the same issue as last year. Editing players. We had a fiasco in the playoffs one season because of this idea that EA had to give everyone access to edit players, names, jersey numbers, which got way out of hand. And we had a guy, if you know what I'm talking about, you know, if you don't, you don't. But we had a guy editing players' names of guys, real-life NFL players, to random names. Okay. I mean, this is, to me, that's crazy. Like, if you got to do all that, put in that much effort to try and gain an advantage, you're taking this shit too serious, okay? But to change real players' names as a form of deception to try and hide them, it's just it irked me to my soul, okay, about running this league that there's people that would even think about that. So the rule is this year, no editing names, okay? I know it's going to bother Motown and some people that have fun with editing rookies. You can edit jersey numbers, equipment, whatever you want, but no editing names, okay? No editing player names of anybody, any players, drafted players, regular players. I know it sucks, but it's just to keep that from happening, okay? So we don't have any issues, any complaints, nothing, okay? So leave the player names alone, and hopefully we won't have anything crazy like that again. The last one, last rule change. I mean, there's some other subtleties. There's two more. But the last one under player management that I want to go over, team management, is relocation. We're going to try it again this year, okay? We're going to put some restraints on it, but we're going to try it again. Because I know a lot of people complain about owner mode, so I try to meet you in the middle. For those guys who didn't want owner mode because we couldn't relocate, we're going to try relocation. But we're only going to allow one team to relocate per season, okay? If even that many people want to relocate. But we're going to do it based on team revenue. You got to be in the bottom 10 in team revenue, which you can see in owner mode. You got to be in the bottom 10 teams to be able to apply to relocate. Okay, and then we're going to choose me and Barnes and whoever we decide to be on, you know, the trade committee panel, the admin panel. We're going to decide out of the teams that apply that are in that bottom 10, which one gets to relocate, okay? The last catch, and I'll explain why I do this and why I did this last time, is if you do relocate, you pick whatever city you want, okay? But you cannot change the uniforms or the team name. So, like, with the Raiders, let's say Audi wants to move them to Las Vegas because they're probably moving there in real life. That's fine, but they have to be the Las Vegas Raiders and you got to keep the jerseys and the team colors and all that, okay? One, because it keeps it more authentic when we have new owners join. People don't want to come in and see the Diablos or the Black Knights or the Bulldogs or any of these fake-ass XFL-looking teams that we've had in the past. It's a turnoff. It's a huge turnoff to recruiting when we're trying to get new guys in because people will leave. You know, in November, December, January, guys are going to leave. And it's up to me and Barnes. We got to recruit and fill these teams. Guys don't want to come in and see that shit. So to keep that from happening, we got to keep the team names and we got to keep, you know, the jerseys. The other reason is outsourcing, like through Daddy Leagues and other websites like that. When these teams get relocated and they change their jerseys and they change their logo and they change, you know, all this stuff, it messes up Daddy Leagues. All the quick links, you know, the tabs at the top with all the team logos, the quick links to the rosters, the stats, the scheduling, you know, the schedules, all that gets messed up because it's based on the old team logos and the old team names. So when you change that, it makes it harder to navigate the site and it messes up distribution of all this information on the website. So if you need further explanation, you can text me or DM me or whatever. But that's why we're going to make you keep the team name and the jersey and all that stuff, okay? So that's about wraps it up. There is one more thing, okay? The last rule that I changed, which I think is a little interesting, special teams fakes. We've allowed one fake per game for the last couple of years, but I changed the position of it. Before we had it, you had to go within the fourth down rules, which is across the 50, okay? Fourth and three or less. But that you're not really going to run a special teams fake when it's obvious, okay? So I extended a little bit. Now you can be on your own side of the field, but you got to be past the 35-yard line, and there's no limit on what the distance is. So if you want to run a fake punt on your own 40 on fourth and 12, that's on you, but you only get that once per game, okay? That's it. Fake, it's either a field goal or a punt. You can't do one fake punt and one fake field goal, okay? So that's a new addition. But that wraps it up for the rules. We just got just a couple minutes left, so I'm going to run through this stuff about the turning. I'm going to try and run the brackets today and post them. It's going to be single elimination with as many teams as we can get. I'll send out a text to see who else playing. Probably going to do, at a minimum, 48 hours per round, maybe 72 because, you know, got that big, probably going to be disappointment with that big fight coming up this weekend. So I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to make it hard deadlines, but we're going to run a tourney, preseason tourney. I explained the prizes earlier. The seeding and the matchups will be random. You got to play with your league team. And hopefully we'll have some fun. We'll get some guys a chance to play the game. Probably going to start it up Saturday. I'm going to get the bracket out now. We're probably going to start it Saturday because the regular edition of Madden 18 doesn't drop till tomorrow. So I know there's still some guys who don't have the game yet. But that's it. If you got any questions on the turning or whatever, you know, just hit me up and group me, tag me. Ask Barnes. He's in Hawaii though, so he might not ask. He might not answer questions quickly. But he's supposed to be back on the 29th. Hopefully, we're starting our league around the 7th. Our pads on Thursday night football. We got Madden 18. We got MML kicking back off. It's an exciting time, man. Fall is my favorite time of year for good reason. But that's it. That's all I got for today. I know I did this radio show kind of early and out of the blue, but I'll link it back to the chat. I'll text it out to everyone. You can always listen afterwards. You can search podcast for Madden Living Legends, find it that way. But hopefully everybody takes a listen. This was fun, man. I hope to do some more of these. Like I said, do some with Barnes. Take some calls, act with the league. It's your boy, J-Mo. MLL or die, baby. I'm out.